Of course, this isn't only about religion. Let's step back now and remind ourselves of the impact millennials are having and are destined to have in all aspects of American culture and politics. And for that, we turn to a voice of the post-1980 generation. She's a marketing strategist with bicoastal roots and a polyglot ethnicity, as you might expect. Marketing strategist Naz Riahi says that the key methodology for millennials is in grouping their various ideas around brands, commercial and otherwise, and communicating those ideas instantaneously through technology.
Definitely technology has played a really big role in how millennials see the world and how they see themselves within the world. For example, a lot of people talk about millennials being entitled in the sense that they think that everything should happen for them immediately. Of course, that's a result of the fact that in the technological age, things do happen very quickly. Things happen rapidly. And some people think that impatience is a negative quality. I don't think that impatience is a negative quality. I actually think it's a very positive quality in some sense. Why shouldn't things happen faster if they're able to happen faster?
You know, the other thing that's very interesting, and you write about this a lot, and you experience this, I think, in your work in branding, mm-hmm. is that millennials, and it's unique to their generation, have an extraordinary commercial fluency. They understand brands, where they come from and why, and they also understand technology. They're digital natives. That's a new sort of collision.
Well, and I think the reason we're talking so much about millennials and the reason brands are so focused on millennials is because they are the biggest age grouping in the United States. There are 80 million millennials in the U.S., and that is a lot of consumer power. Millennials are also because, as you said, they're digital natives. They've grown up with this sort of thing. You can't fool them. As a brand, you can no longer fool millennials into thinking that what you're putting out there is authentic unless it really is authentic.
Now, why do you think digital natives and commercially fluent millennials have no problem moving spiritually from place to place? Or why doesn't this make them superficial? Because some of the data suggests that they're very politically engaged, civically engaged.
They are. They're very, very politically and civically engaged. And some people refer to maybe their altruistic activity as light volunteerism because a lot of it is maybe just sharing something online or maybe texting $10 in for Sandy relief but not going back and continuing to do that. But even that little bit of activity makes a lot of difference. But coming back to your point about sort of how fluid they are within their environment, I think it's, again, a symptom of our time. We realize that we can accomplish more if we're more flexible.
And so anything that goes against that flexibility is really counterintuitive to millennials, hence some of the religious conflicts with parents that we've been seeing in our stories this week. Let's talk for a moment about why people who are interested in brands are really interested in millennials. Is that because they have really rapid word of mouth, because they text everything they do? Is that really true?
Well, absolutely. I think that it's twofold. So one is that social power. And millennials have realized that they can call out a brand on Twitter and hold that brand responsible. So millennials have pressure on brands to be more transparent, to do more social good. And I think that that's an amazing power that they have. And it's really changing the face of the way that brands conduct themselves. But also, as I said, there's 80 million millennials. They're the biggest age grouping. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of consumer power.
Let's end on a cultural note here. And taking the continuum from some of the concerns that people have about the language of bullying online, all the way to some of the entrepreneurial spirit, the sense of startup and no rules that you've described. What do you think the cultural impact of this millennial generation is likely to be on America, and we've already seen it in East Asia, mm-hmm. And the world in general?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about this, and I think technology has enabled millennials to either prove that they're a nicer generation or show that people as a whole are not as bad as we think they are. Sure, there are a lot of instances of bullying, and bullying has been around long before the internet, and it's awful, and I wish that it would stop. But a good example is Yelp, right? You go on Yelp to find reviews and to write your reviews. And I was thinking, you know, I personally never go on Yelp to write a bad review. I maybe have written two negative reviews, but 90% of the reviews I write on Yelp are five-star reviews because I want to share the things that are good out there. And I looked at some statistics that Yelp has on their website, and over 60% of their reviews are five-star reviews. That was astounding to me. Only 13% are one-star reviews, and I think something around 7% are two-star reviews. The rest are all positive.
Naz Riahi is a marketing strategist who uses innovation and technology to allow brands to connect with consumers. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.